What's in it for people who aren't conservative? Why should American liberals lament the absence of a fertile conservative intellectual base in America?
Well, to give you a very highbrow answer, it's because of what John Stuart Mill said in the mid-19th century about the greatest conservative of his era, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, the poet. He said, "We need Coleridge because he makes us think better." If we look at the periods when liberalism has failed, and this book also describes that, and one entire chapter is about the failures of the Great Society, the question that liberals were not asking was, had they made government too big? Had they made citizens too dependent on it? Had they sapped the initiative of the individual or created what John Stuart Mill called a pedantocracy of experts? We need conservatives to ask the tough questions, to be very skeptical about the idea of an ever-growing welfare state, not because it isn't a virtue in and of itself, but because it can get out of control.